Blog Talk Radio.
Well, well, well. Well, well, well. Ooh, yeah. 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 Ooh, yeah, ooh, yeah, ooh, yeah. Welcome, 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 everybody. I know y'all can't hear me on this Bluetooth that I have, so I'm about to switch it up. I'm about to switch it up. Make sure that sense. Okay. I'm about to switch it up. Welcome to Angry Bastard Radio. It's your boy GQ. I'm holding it down. Tonight's show is Angry Bastard Radio. In word, Political Friday. The station that lets you speak your motherfucking mind. Now, we're supposed to talk about a battle of the genders, but I didn't really do much promotion with that. And that was, so I said, you know what, fuck, I'm going to do the regular show. Monday, we're going to hit you off with that. Because also, the female that was supposed to be, females that was supposed to be on, are a little under the weather. So, we're going to postpone it. But we will be talking about politics and certain racial slurs. We need some chocolate. Happy Halloween, everybody. Hit us up on the gym, 914-338-1782. Once again, those numbers are 914-338-1782. We will be taking shout-out dedications and requests until 10 p.m. So definitely sit back and relax, because it's going to be a bumpy ride. And it's going to be off the chain. So, without further ado, you know, make sure you kick back, relax. Who are you voting for? If someone calls you a nigger, you black nigger, go back to Africa. If someone actually told me to go back to Africa, I told them, I said, I couldn't even be mad. I was like, yo, dog, I know you don't know me. Like most black people, before I get mad, but me, I'm not from Africa, to tell you the truth. I'm actually from New York City, so if you tell me to go back to New York City, I'll be happy, but I can't go back to a place that I've never been to. So with that said and done, you're an asshole. And you, when you assume, you make an ass out of you and me. So that was that. But, you know, it is what it is. But, do you remember back in the day when you would walk past a white person in a Caucasian, you know, door, car door, and all of a sudden you hit a lock, and they locked their door so you can't, you know, rob them or whatever? Do you remember that? Shit, I do. It's funny as hell. Times have kind of changed, you know. But, now it's to the point where you start seeing the truth. Out here. What I mean by truth is, people that say that they wasn't racist come out that they are. Someone told me the other day that they don't want Obama to win because they feel as though the black people are going to take over. Now that's funny. For black people taking over. That's amazing. And then you had this poor white trash. And she was poor white trash. But you had this poor white trash come out. I'm off, so I had the nerve to say, he thinks we're poor white trash. Well, you are. I mean, half of the white people now south that still believe in hanging niggas and that are still racist are poor white trash. So for you not to be poor white trash, stop acting like poor white trash, and you won't be become poor white trash. You figure that, man? Yeah. Even if you don't feel me, I really don't give a shit. And we're going to talk about all different types of racial slurs, you know, kind of like jiggaboo. you fucking monkey, go back to Africa. Wide nose having motherfuckers breathing all the white man's air. We'll talk about all types of shit. So make sure you stay in the building and don't go nowhere. And also I have a couple of birthday songs. It's not necessarily a birthday song. It's kind of a song I'm going to play because it's their birthday. So, you know, I got to pay respect. And tell you the truth, me, I guess you could say, well, I think the word is neutral. Like, I'm nothing. I'm just me. But I feel as though if someone's having a birthday, like if KKK was having a birthday, damn it, I'll play some fucking redneck music. I don't give a fuck. This is Angry Bastard Radio. Anything and everything goes on here. So, you know, I'm going to give two shits. But anyway, I'm going to play the opening music. I'm going to play the opening music for the show. Hit up on myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. Let us know what you think. Right now, this is Public Enemy. You know how to open up with a Public Enemy for the N-word Political Friday? Black vs. White. You know how to hold it down. Happy Halloween, everybody. This is Public Enemy. So what you going to do now? And it's perfect because at the end of it, the whole song talks about all types of racism and shit. And then at the end of it, it talks about, you know, the word nigger. Stay tuned. So what you gonna do now? Public Enemy, Angry Bastard, GQ. What? Guns, drugs, and money. Rats, 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 guns, drugs, and money.
Talking that drive-by shit. Everybody talking that gangster shit. Talking that drive-by shit. Everybody talking that gangster shit. Slaves to the rhythm of the master. Bop, boom, bop. Another neighborhood disgraced. Drummer hit me one. A gun is a gun. It's a motherfucking gun. But an organized fire. Keep a solid nigga on the run. What you gonna do to get paid? Step on the left of the hood to the drug raid. See you running like roaches. Black gangsters need track coaches. The white lord sets you up wrong when you have his trust in killing us. Talking that cat talk. Walking that cat walk. Talking that cat talk. Walking that cat walk. Oh, you're trying to go with that. Don't even go there with that rap. Guns, drugs, and money. My child, I'm stepping through the curb where the signs not disturbed. Too much don't give a fuck for a damn thing, but choose what the other man bring. I sing a song cause I see wrong. Goddamn right. I'm not down with the B-5-4 where I come from. See, the brothers ain't dumb. This goes over nonsense when it makes no sense. I'm blowing up the fans. Now ask yourself, cool, what good is the hood if you're acting a fool? What you gonna do now? So what you gonna do? So what you gonna do now? So what you gonna do? Talking that cat talk. Walking that cat walk. Talking that cat talk. Walking that cat walk. Where you trying to go with that? All you know how.
So what you gonna do now?
Only good niggas are dead, nigga.
Thank you.
One more track. This is only like 2 minutes long.
Hey, yo, White Owl, let's go.
All right, with me.
Happy birthday, y'all motherfuckers. Hope y'all live to see many more.
Truck with some all black dickies when niggas is flame cuss. It's big B's like blunts and Bentleys. And bitch, please, we getting money in Medley. Being hot dog in the drop 64. And I'm Mr. Englewood, we give a fuck about the low. The west side, gotta get it how I live. East side, yeah. I'm the biggest of the big.
Nigga, I'm so gutter. You can call me Red Top, so gutter like the rocks in my red Nike shock. Who the fuck want a problem with a problem? Not you. Introduce you to revolvers, then let them hot you. King of the Suwoo, camouflage drive-bys. Pull up in the blue coupe, wave your ass bye-bye. Niggas could do Snoop, but I'ma be a blood, big back and be boo. Motherfucker, say what? Yes,
White
I'm flamed
Owl.
Up. Yes, I'm flamed up. Red Escalade, nigga, I ride in the same truck. You can call me the fireman, cause I'm fireman. So hot, nigga, put that on the wire, man. I can't be fucked with Ash Wacko. Sue Woop, and you know how that go. Red rags around my fucking wheels and gave him one blood. Now I'm swimming in the millions.
I'm this boy. When I step through the door, everybody know. Girls hit the flow.
A big boy. When the bottles get...
Oh, yeah. I never put that out there, you know. That song is actually, you know, that Jim Jones joint is hot. I would love to download it and put it in my radio, but see, I'm not up on it. So, therefore, me, my dumbass, I might be driving and drive through the wrong neighborhood and be like, why are these niggas walking up to me with bats and sticks and guns and shit? Oh, because I'm playing a blood song and this must be another neighborhood. Okay. Maybe I should turn it off. Is it too late? No, it's not too late. Yo, last summer, I saw this one guy in Camden, and he was driving an all-white car with rims, but on all his rims, he had a red bandana on each one of his rims. Well, I don't know what that means. I don't want you to tell me what that means, because I don't want to put that shit out there, because, you know, it might be some thing that they don't want, you know, all motherfuckers to know. So... put it out there, like, you know, niggas is doing their thing, so, you know, you can't hate on that. And happy birthday. SD, you still there?
Happy birthday to who?
Well, SD told me that it was a blood birthday today. And,
some blood birthday today?
No, not some blood. He said it was D Blood's birthday today.
Oh, the originator?
I don't know. I guess maybe the originator. I actually got to ask him.
Jafar, whatever his name is. What's his name?
Oh, that's his name?
Who knows? Who knows what his name is?
He said that he's in the hood and it was nothing but niggas with red all over the place. And I know the Phillies just won, so I was, you know, maybe that's what it is, but nah. It's amazing because the Phillies is, like, I saw on the paper the two fitted hats. Tampa Bay is blue.
Mm-hmm.
And the Phillies hat is red. And the red went over the blue. I don't know. I'm the only dumbass that looks at shit like that. And supposedly last night, the Bloods and Crips were supposed to be having a shootout or some shit like that.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it is what it is.
Fuck it, dog. That's that bullshit, man. I don't know. I can't get down with that shit, man.
What, the movements?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying it's all senseless violence, but, you know. Like, when you get young kids who ain't got nothing to do, then, you know, a lot of it becomes senseless violence, you know?
Yeah, for sure. That's it. I mean, I'm not knocking the people that's in it, because if you're in it, whether it's the Bloods, the Crips, Latin King, Nietes, or, I'm sorry if I fucked this shit up. Nietes, right? Nietas? No, Nietas, yeah. Nietas, or if it's, the one crew that got bald heads and numbers on the back of their head, or
I saw the dude in the store the other day, like 2 days ago, when he had an LA and he had a 26 tattooed, a big ass 26 tattooed in the back of his head.
Yeah, nigga.
I was like, nigga. What the F is
yeah, old, man. I'll put a bat to y'all niggas' waves, man, first of all, man. You know what I'm saying?
I'll put a bat to your waves, man. You put a bat to my waist?
I put a bat to your waves, nigga.
Oh, to my waist. Oh, shit. That shit's fucked up.
Can I put a bat to your naps? If you got waves.
To your naps.
Put a bat to your naps.
I'll put a back to your receiving hairline. You gotta say receiving hairline. I don't have naps always. I got a receiving hairline.
Mm-hmm.
Put a back to my imaginary hairline. Yeah, but I guess whatever floats your boat. I mean, that's, you know what I mean, if you gotta join the movement or you join the movement for a reason or whatever, I really don't care. Like, I mean, if that's what you do, that's what you do, you know? I mean, all the people out here that are neutral, they just have an opinion on everything. Like, oh, wow, the plus of this, and I don't know why you have to do this, and you got to join a gang, this and that. And look, you're not in those brothers' shoes.
I was just arguing with my boy yesterday about some shit like this. Like, nigga, I forgot what the nigga said, and the nigga said something about the Puerto Rican blood or whatever.
Yeah, I heard about that. It was something about Latin King blood.
So I'm like, nah. Like, nah, his boy was Puerto Rican. Matter of fact, he was on Xbox. Xbox or whatever, and I seen his, I was looking at his friends list or whatever, and I seen the dude, he had like a red flag on, but he was a Puerto Rican nigga. So I'm like, yo, he's blood or whatever. This nigga was like, yeah. I'm like, wow, that's crazy. He's like, nah, what you talking about? I'm like, Puerto Rican niggas bludgeoning them, like, and he's like, yeah. I'm like, son, you saying yeah, like that shit is supposed to be what it is. I'm like, do you even know what a blood came from, God? He's like, yeah. I'm like, all right then. So now you see what I'm talking about. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's been like that for like a decade. I'm like, I know what it's been like, but what it's supposed to be, niggas.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas is not making it what they supposed to be.
Nah, God. Suckers.
Okay, so what you're saying is Puerto Ricans, they're not supposed to be in blood. They're supposed to be in Latin King.
They got their own movements. Nietas, Latin King, they got their own movements.
Oh, okay,
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it, God, but there is something wrong with it. You feel me?
That's like a black man dating a white girl.
Nah, it's not really like that. He ain't saying there's nothing wrong with it, but there's just something that ain't right with it.
Oh, okay. I'll feel you.
I mean, I know what's not right with it.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, I don't know. It's wrong.
I kind of feel you. Now, I was looking over, music to download,
that's like on the bus trying to be Latin King. You feel me?
Okay, I feel you. Oh, okay. Yeah. Like, damn, nigga, why you want... Oh, I understand. That's like me listening to Ray J. Thorne. I know what the fuck they talking about.
Yeah, like, I can't get mad at it, but, you know. I can't at the same time, but I can't stop shit.
But I saw something today on the internet that said Latin King Bloods. What's that all about?
I mean, I don't know what that's about, God. Only thing I could really say is I'm already saying too much, to be honest with you. Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm saying too much, but, like, Latin Kings go by the fog, and so do Bloods. Like, you know what I mean? Here's the kicker, though. Like, I'm not even here really to be sitting here and be putting all this out there like that, God. But Bloods don't go by the file. And I'm going to just leave it right there.
Okay, understandable.
Bloods don't go by the file. But, you know, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. No shit. Happy birthday.
Just sit here and break it down, why they don't go by and all that, this, that, and the third, but, you know, I'm really not even going to do all that. I said enough.
Pretty much.
It is what it is. It is what it is, y'all. It is what it is. And now niggas is, I'm a little upset because of what I just heard not too long ago about these niggas is out here getting initiated by fucking targeting black women. Like, that's not popping.
Oh, wow.
Like, yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, like, that's not popping. Like, that's not popping, bro.
Hold on, what you mean?
Niggas was targeting black women on some, like, remember how the initiation shit, when niggas was like, if you flash your lights at a nigga, I mean, niggas to follow you or whatever. Basically,
was that ever true?
I mean, yeah, it was. It wound up being true, yeah. But, fucking, it's supposed to be targeting black women. I'm like, wow, how y'all niggas is targeting your own race, dog? Like,
yeah.
Like, I don't get that, right? How you target your own race, bro? Like, you're just sitting there, and the white man is just sitting there like, good, let these motherfuckers kill each other, like.
Exactly. Let them kill them off.
Like, and you niggas is wailing, like, you're going through all that, and police is already going to be in niggas' asses tonight, so, like, come on, dog. Y'all niggas should be mad at police, if anything, dog. Like, I can say I talk about this shit all day, dog, but it's like, that's all this basically is fucking talk. Niggas don't listen.
Now, who actually, you know, that's too much, never mind. So, I mean, yeah, I'm going to be like, who actually comes up with this shit? Like, where the fuck did that come up with? Like,
does that actually come up? That's a good question, because I don't even know the answer to that, God. I don't know the answer.
Wow, all right. It sounds like a white man came up with that shit.
Like, it doesn't even make sense to me, though. Like, it don't make sense to me. Like,
but so is that,
like,
is that all... Is that all worldwide, like even in Camden, or is it?
It's just being New York.
Oh wow, there's a lot of black women out there.
Then somebody was telling me some crazy shit yesterday. Somebody was telling me like if Obama gets elected into office, let me remember exactly what this nigga was saying to me. Oh man, niggas like if Obama gets elected into office, it was like some white dudes. They're like some white dudes, they're supposed to be driving in like some kind of white car. They got on white suits and white top hats, supposed to fucking go to war with the White House or some shit like that. Then another, somebody else was telling me, if Obama gets in office, there's going to be like some white dudes, they're going to rob a gun store. And then go up to schools shooting. They're supposed to kill 88 black people.
What?
Yeah.
Oh,
this is what
Lord.
I'm hearing. This is what I'm hearing. I'm going by word of mouth. I haven't seen no concrete evidence or nothing. But you know, that's what it's supposed to look. You know what I mean? So I'm like, really? I'm like, that's wild. I'm like, I don't think they're going to any schools in black schools in New York.
I don't know. As soon as the motherfuckers see a nigga with all white, gunshots to the car. Yo, who are you, serious? You know, KKK in the hood.
Word. You know, KKK in the hood, man.
Right. Yo, little hood kids. 10 years old, be like,
man. Hold on. I get some of that 9964 was popping.
Nah, that shit is quick. That shit is finished, God.
Oh, Lord.
We'll get one. Don't worry about it.
All right, no doubt. But,
yeah, well, those white boys better get ready because Obama's going to make it.
I don't even understand it. I seen an Obama when I went down the block. Nigga had on an Obama mask.
Oh, shit. Are you for real?
Yep.
Did you know they had Obama mask? They got Obama mask, John McCain mask.
John McCain mask. Remember how they had the Ronald Reagan shit, nigga?
Yeah. Oh, they ain't got that shit already, huh?
Yeah, they got the Obama mask. Damn, this nigga, damn, I don't even fucking mean it, nigga.
Yeah, well, is it still the age of white man's heaven is a black man's hell?
When has it never been that?
Yeah, you're right.
It's never been that, bro. I don't know, I'm just not with this nonsense.
White lie.
Black history, yeah.
White
history.
Black athletes.
White people. Ones that do it, and this is for the ones that tell, and this is for the ones that scared.
Black man's heaven is a black man's hell.
This is for the ones that take them, and this is for the ones that sell, and this is for the ones that OD.
Black man's heaven is a black man's hell.
This is for the ones on the corner And this is for the ones in the cell. And this is for the ones underneath the ground.
White man's heaven is a black man's hell.
White Christmas.
Black Monday.
White, white.
Black success.
Oh, white yeah. Justice.
Black police.
White accountants.
Black business. White distribution.
Black record company.
White media.
Black comedian.
White president.
Black politician.
White world order.
Black genocide.
White man's heaven is a black man's hell.
You got that right, brother. I'm sorry for cutting you off, SD. I didn't think it was gonna come on that quick. Yeah, I mean, yeah, motherfucker, this lady doing on the some radio show. Actually, yeah, some radio show down south. It was a bunch of ignorant ass white people.
No, not
you. And the chick had the nerve to say, "Oh, I'm afraid if Obama gets in office, they're gonna take over." Who's they? Us? Black folks?
Hey.
Oh my lord, they're going to take over. That shit was funny. Oh my god. Obama, I mean, he's half them Arabs. And we're gonna have terrorists up in the office? Motherfucker, George Bush is friends with Osama bin Laden, you fucking bum ass niggas. See your fucking history before you talk shit on a black man. That nigga's not all the way black and I'm still supporting them, bitches. It's amazing. Then everyone's talking about, oh my bro, if Obama gets in office, he's gonna get assassinated. You know what? That shit's not gonna happen. Because everyone knows that that's gonna happen. Therefore, they're gonna make sure it doesn't happen. See it right now. Niggas are gonna be real uppity. I already see that in my job. I see the white man, and I'm not racist. I just hate all white people, but, you know, I'm not racist. So now I'm just playing. I'm just playing Block Talk, man. I hate everybody. But, so I guess I am racist. I hate everybody. White, pink, black. Hey, if I go out to the, if I'm in the if I'm in the middle of Harlem, in the grimiest section of Harlem, and I go to the Mac machine, I'm looking over my back. I might just pass by the ATM machine and just go somewhere else in, like, a nice neighborhood. I mean, I'm nervous against niggas, too. Does that make me a punk? Maybe.
Nervous.
Does that make me a bitch? Yeah. I don't give a fuck. Now, white people ain't the only ones that do that. I do that, too. And there's a motherfucking recession. So niggas is real extra, yo, nigga. You got change for a dollar? Nah, nigga, I got change for a dollar. It's too bad. I saw you at the ATM machine down the street, nigga. Give me your money.
Hey, listen, come on, son. Come on, son.
So, I mean, it is what it is, man.
Come on,
but it's definitely going to be, you know, very serious, man. I was looking up some of the racial slurs that they call us, and it's amazing. Like certain words, they have, you know, a nice long description, but it seems like for the black one, it just says black person.
Mm-hmm.
Like for instance, they have ape, then they have United States, a black person. Then they have, then they have a Buffy, black person. Then they put a U.S., United States, a young brown-skinned person, 1940s to 1950s, Buffy. It's fucked up. A Buffy. B-U-F-F-I-E.
That's what your mom gave me, a Buffy.
Oh, yeah? Your mom looked like Buffy, nigga. Mm. Buffy the Vampire.
Mm. Is that right?
I'm sure this guy over here is used to this saying. He was in the army. A chink. United States and fucking United Kingdom. Used to refer to people of Chinese descent. East Asian chinks. Or chinos. Then they got a coon. a black person, possibly from Portuguese, a building constructed to hold slaves for sale. Oh, so that's why they call us coons, because it was like a, it was a building, a coon. It's fucked up. Then they got cracker, poor, southerner. Fuck you, southerner, right? A white person, first used in the 19th century. Fucking coon. Hold on.
Yo.
Alright, then you got a pro, a black person. And then it says a black woman. And so off. I'm trying to get to the good ones, man. And of course, everyone knows what a dago is. That's the Italian person. Does it bother you with, WAP? Does anybody say,
That's what WAP stands for, without papers.
Word. Well, they actually have an eight ball, a Negro slang, usually used. I'm not even gonna try that word. Really not.
What's the word?
The word is disparagingly. Jingly. Huh?
Disparagingly. You got it right.
Yeah, well, thank you for making me look fucking stupid.
Yeah, you got it right, Doug. Oh, you fucking whore.
Fucking gook. Would you be mad if someone called you they got gringo up in here. Latin American, Hispanic American, Portuguese, a white person or foreigner. The term lends itself to derogatory or... fuck, man. Like a fucking dumbass. Paternalistic. Fucking, but depending on the context, it may. Oh, here we go. This is somebody that can actually help us out with the proper terminology of the motherfucking gringos. Now, call you on the air. What are you calling? What name are you going by? Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, what's up? Mira Cucu, ven aquí. Are you, what's your name?
This is Mustang.
Oh, okay. So, Hi, Mustang. I'm looking up all the racial slurs, and I came across gringo. And I take it I didn't know that was a racial word. Like, I'm talking to my boy from Coke. Always say, the only gringos buy that shit. And we be laughing, and white people be near us. So pretty much, that's like calling a black person a nigger. So therefore, I didn't even know. I just thought that was part of Spanish. Like, gringo means white people.
Listen, Doug, will you come get your mom, please? She's tearing up my fucking house.
Yeah. I mean, your house is always trashy anyway, so what's the difference?
Trashy? Listen, let me tell you something.
That's what I said, nigga. Your mother look like Hoppo, nigga. Your mom look like Hoppo, nigga. Get out of here.
Come on, now. Your mother looks like Robin Williams when he was playing Popeye.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Your mom looks like a fucking honky. Also spelled H-O-N-K-E-Y or H-O-N-K-I-E. She's a honky.
Your mom look like Newt Gingrich.
An offensive term for a white person.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, man, I hate these big fucking words. Hey, Miss Thing.
You know what Spanish people call black people now?
Negros?
No. No.
What?
What? No.
What?
No. You don't know? Maybe I shouldn't say it.
No, you think that's real funny, huh? You know what black people call Spanish people?
Yeah.
Fucking spicks.
Yeah.
And you're like, ooh, and speaking of spick, we just came across spick. A person of Hispanic descent or a person of actual or presumed Puerto Rican. Oh, that's fucked up. That shit is fucked up. So what? Spick is just with Puerto Rican? Whether or not. Oh, that's what they call us?
Spick. What about dirty spick?
Use of the word is often perceived as extremely offensive if used by a person not of Latino descent in any context. The first reported use.
You think you have heartburn because you eat rice and beans every day, you dirty spick. What about that? Is that on the list?
He's asking
if that's on the list. In the UK, that's what they call black people in the UK.
What?
The racial slur they call black people is thick lips. Thick lips. That's what they call us in the UK, thick lips. And in Britain, yeah, thick lips. THITK lips. And in Britain, they call a black person in Britain in the 1800s a teapot.
I just got in the scene.
In the UK, United States, and NZ, I guess that's New Zealand, they call a black child a tar baby. That shit is fucked up. 6'4" is more than like Joe Dirt. I'm trying to think of they got a white nigger, a wigger. Used in 19th century United States to describe the Irish. Used today to demean any white person as being white trash or an ignorant and uncouth redneck. Also used to describe white youth that imitate the urban black youth by means of clothing style, mannerism, and slang speech. Also used by radical. I don't know what the fuck that word is. I'm not.
I figured that somebody was in a camp. So now I'm gonna do this. I got something for you, camp.
A Yankee.
What?
Huh? Hey, put your sister on the phone. And tell her to read off a sentence. I'm trying a kike. Oh, that's a Jew. They call Jews kike. Kike, motherfucker. A jungle bunny. Used in the United States and the United Kingdom. A black person. Although it is used humorously in a musical. Hair. Jungle bunny. What else? I'm trying to look for, they don't have, like, no Dominican ones or no Cuban ones.
Nobody cares about them.
Huh? No one cares about them?
They all fall under, that. The word spick umbrellas over them.
Yeah, pretty much. Fucking, a hapa is used in the United States and Hawaiian. Of mixed Asian race, like the slur nigger. Asian. That's a funny word. Yo, if somebody called you a nigger, what would you do? Would you even be mad?
I'd just look at him like, what a joke.
I wouldn't even get mad. I'd be like, okay, that was funny.
Wow, that was embarrassing.
What? Hey, 6. Hey, 6'4". SD. Oh, man, what do you mean all these niggas, man? SD.
6'4".
You know, these niggas is a waste of... These niggas is a waste of sperm. Their mom should have swallowed them instead of having them. Matter of fact, she should have swallowed half of the nut so you'd still be here, but he wouldn't. Fucking. Hey, call, text that fat bitch and tell her to call the show.
Text who?
Text that fat bitch, Zahora. Can you do that while you're on the phone?
Listen, my phone is way better. If you can do it while you're on the phone, then my phone is way better than yours. What do you think?
Yeah, no doubt. You cheese-eating surrender monkey. A French man from the perceived... Come on, what's up with these big fucking words, man? Proclivity of the French to surrender in military confrontation and a huge variety of French cheeses.
How do you
relevant.
Block your number?
Star 67. Why?
Shut the F up.
I don't care.
Shut the F up. Your mom like Forrest Whitaker, nigga. Aunt your mama. This is in the United States. Aunt your mama, Aunt Jane, Aunt Mary, Aunt Sally, Aunt Thomasina. A black woman who kisses up to whiteies. A sellout. Female kind of counterpart of Uncle Tom. Aunt your mama.
I can do this shit.
That's funny.
I can say it can't.
Fuck up, you apple faced bitch. You alligator bait face ass nigga, old gator bait. A black person, especially a black child. More commonly used in the states where alligators are found, particularly Florida, first used in the early 1900s.
Gator bait.
Gator bait ass nigga. Yeah, but if somebody came up to me, I mean, the word nigga, they say that, you know, they should get rid of the word and all that, but you're not really getting rid of the word, because it's like, just like black dudes fucking white women, before that used to be, you know, they didn't want that. Now, you know, times are changing, the world's are changing, so you got white boys that be like, yo, what's up, my nigga? And niggas ain't, you know, black folks ain't punching their face off for it. I mean, I know white women that, you know, use all the time, like, you know, that all they mess with is black guys, and they walk around like, nigga, get out of here, nigga, please. You know what I mean? Like, it's in their slang. So, just like the word fuck is in my slang. So, it's like, you know what I mean? It's going to be forever there. It's not going to go nowhere. So, what's the point in, you know, complaining about it? Just deal with it. You know, like, that's... I feel as though if you was on the boat chained up, or if you was in the fucking, if you was in the 60s and the 50s when all that shit went down, then I won't call you a nigga. But damn it, I was born in the 80s, and it was somewhat racist back there, but it wasn't, you know, anything close to what it was. So with that being said and done, I feel as though if I have the right to, you know, because technically the white people gave it to us. And they was calling us niggas, so nigga, I'm going to use nigga now. I mean, I call you a white nigga. Nigga. I just like that word nigga. Like nigga, and nigga, nigga and motherfucker. That's a black man's favorite word. Nigga and motherfucker. Get the fuck out of here, you motherfucking nigga. That's my motherfucking nigga right there. That nigga's a motherfucker. You know what I mean? Nigga and motherfucker brings character. And it brings, it's a noun.
Exactly.
It could be a person, place, or a thing. I don't know if it can be a place. I went to, let's see. I'm going to that, yeah, it can't be no place. It can be a person and a thing. Nah, it can't be no thing. It only can be like a person. But, you know, the motherfucking can be a person, place, or thing. I don't think that can be a person, place, or thing either. It could be a person, though. It sounds about right. That's my motherfucking nigga right there, you know? And nigga is just like, it's everything. Huh?
That's my mofo.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's what you say.
It's my mofo. My mofo, no. I mean, fuck it. I mean, it is what it is. Who really gives a fuck about all that?
Where'd you get this list from?
I was digging through your mother's drawer.
That's only 21 and 7.
Yeah.
And yeah. Now they got the Urban Dictionary. I went on Google and typed it up. They got the Urban Dictionary racial slurs. This should be good.
You out and about, you get your head popped.
The fuck up, nigga. Oh, so, all right, so they got racial. All right, here we go. Now, they have, they say, damn beaners. A beaner is a Mexican.
A Mexican, yeah.
Beaners. I don't know what the fuck that means. And they got a porch monkey for black people, honky for white, and towel heads for Arabs. Beaners. What the fuck is a who comes up with beaner anyway? Like, you fucking beaner.
Stupid.
I was 19 and 19. That means I wasn't
cancer.
People found me in the battlefield shooting and dying.
Fuck up, nigga. Shut the fuck up. Talking that trash, nigga. Nigga ain't doing half of what the fuck he's saying.
Yeah, I can say loop.
You know that your mother gave me a blowjob. How about that one? And your grandmother looked like Big L.
Grandma looked like a Goose Post character.
Word. And your mother's a butt pirate. I had butt sister with your little sister. I had butt sex with your little sister.
His mother had man ass for breakfast this morning.
Two assholes at the bottom.
What you talking about, huh?
Man ass.
Man ass. Your fucking grandmother gave me a blowjob. And then she put a chin on my balls. And that made me get a boner. Yeah, I'm gonna talk about his mom with every word I see on this fucking list. See if I can do it without stopping.
You gonna do what?
There's a list of words, and I'm just going to just make a sentence on 6'4 and SD's, you know, mothers and, you know, sisters and fucking baby moms and all types of shit. SD's mom is my babe, and she's a real badass. And I had butt sex with his little sister, but his grandmother looks like Barack Obama, and she's a butt pirate. And 6'4's baby ma gave me a blowjob, which blows. And
you know what's great? If you learn how to read, you'll be all right,
buddy. Fuck you, nigga.
I'm just saying, man.
I went to your crib yesterday, and your mom said, your mother said, BRB. And I said, baby, I want a Blumpkin. Yo, a Blumpkin. What the fuck is a Blumpkin? Oh, these niggas hung up. They're going to take the abuse. A Blumpkin. Oh, wow. A Blumpkin is the art of getting your cock sucked while taking a dump.
Nice.
That's always nice. Receiving oral sex while taking a shit.
I haven't done that before. I think I've done that before, but I haven't.
That's some nasty shit.
Nah, I think
to receive a blowjob. This is the best. To receive a blowjob while defecating, taking a dump. The best of two worlds. This is universal. I can't believe it wasn't in here before. That New Jersey hooker gave me a Blumpkin and a scorching case of genital warts for $3.62.
A Blumpkin.
A Blumpkin. A Blumpkin. This shit is funny. Yo, did you text this broad?
What broad?
Broad.
Oh, no, I didn't. I'm supposed to call her. Hold on, I'm gonna call her right now. Private.
Yeah. Blumpkin.
What is this, Topic 7?
Yeah.
If you don't stand up for something, you'll fall for anything.
Minus 20 and counting.
You really don't understand, do you? Hey, man, don't you realize in order for us to make this thing work, man, we've got to get rid of pimps, pushers, and prostitutes, and then start all over again clean.
Masses of our people are in the street. They're fighting tit for tat, tooth for tooth. An eye for an eye and a life for a life.
If you just stop shooting your people,
it's the living dead that we have right among our midst.
And if you don't like this thing, let's get ready to change it.
Holy shit, we into it now, boys.
Well, y'all unless me a nigger, but at least I shot me a nigger.
Yo, give me a Blumpkin.
A what?
Have you ever given a man a Blumpkin?
No, and that sounds like a fake ass word for pumpkin.
No, it's Blumpkin. You know what Blumpkin is?
No, I don't. And what is it?
A Blumpkin is when you give a guy head while he's taking his shit.
Ew! That's disgusting. Hold on.
Yeah. She's a fucking idiot, man.
Why?
Nah, because she's just funny.
She's hilarious.
She's hilarious.
Yeah.
She's hilarious. I need to go take a shower.
Yo, man, I made this fucking show. Yeah.
Yeah, what you say?
Yeah, this is N-word Political Friday. Yeah, if a guy came up to you and said that you was a nigger, how would you feel about that?
How would I feel about that?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what I might do. That's a hard one.
I mean, me, I just laugh.
Exactly. And
be like, wow.
First of all, I don't even know where they coming from with that bullshit. And if they were white and they said that,
that's what I mean.
You know I'm going in on their asses. You know I'm going in on their asses. So call me a nigga if you want and get your fucking life and your whole feeling shut down for the rest of your ever loving life. Like, you're not going to call me no nigga nothing. You know who's a fucking nigga? John McCain. Not me.
Yeah, it's my fault. Yeah, John McCain's like 95 years old. I mean, I'm not voting, so.
If he calls hard enough, that bitch will die.
I'm not voting, but I'm pretty sure. I know Obama's gonna win, but if he doesn't, I'm pretty sure I'm gonna hear it. Oh, because of your vote, that's why he didn't win. Like, get the fuck out of here. My vote don't count anyway.
Listen, if Obama wins or the other guy, I really don't give a fuck. Because like I always say, neither one of them motherfuckers are knocking on my door, giving me rent money, giving me money to buy food, giving money to pay my utilities, giving me money to put clothes on my back. So basically, it's like either way, they're not really doing shit for nobody. They're doing things for the businesses, tax-wise, and old people with their medical and shit. But the average person like you and I, well, you're not as average as me, but the average person like me and mine, yeah, he's not doing nothing for us. And he damn sure ain't doing nothing for you with them 20 cats in there. No fucking litter from them bitches and no food. So just get over it. So let's see if Obama comes over there and does that for you. He's not. that nigger is going to have his ass in that White House smoking a blunt, laughing at the rest of our asses, okay?
Smoking a blunt.
What you stop talking for?
Because that bullshit is whack you're playing. Can you please put a different background for him? Because he's not chilling at.
That's sweet right there. I'm going to take my money and not pay his rent. Pink was paying rent? Get the fuck out of here. Come pay my motherfucking rent. Take care of all six of my cats.
Wait, am I on the radio show?
Yes, you are.
Oh, thanks for letting me know that.
Well, I mean, everything's cool. You're blowing their names up.
Wait, so you're the only one that's doing the show right now?
No, me and this nigga right here.
And who's this nigga?
Sexy.
Yo, hey.
Oh, God. That's why you guys called me. Hey, don't come over here. They cutting bitches over here. It's Halloween. These blood niggas are going crazy, y'all.
Oh, shit. This shit is true.
Mm-hmm.
Is it really true?
Yes, it's true. Yo, in St. Nick, they have, like, the whole big, like, I think everybody that's blood was born in these fucking projects. Two bitches just got cut. I swear to God, I just came from the store. I said, oh, let me bring my ass up in the house because I'm not trying to get cut tonight.
So what is the actual initiation?
I guess you got to go around. It was two bitches that got cut and a 13-year-old boy, so they don't even give a fuck. Because that was when I was going to the store. I'm like, yo, why is everybody running? Like, and I just see mad cops coming on the block and shit. I'm like, yo. Well, you just see these bitches holding their faces, like, screaming. I was like, oh, no, let me get my ass in the house. Let me get my blunt first so I can watch the action from the window. You know what I'm saying? Where it got me a nice little drink. And
so that shit is actually real. Real deal.
Yeah, it's fucking true. I'm here to let the urban myth go that is false because it's very true. Yeah, I was an eyewitness of it. It'd probably be on Channel 1 News. I don't know if that bitch is going to make Channel 2 or 5 or something.
So what exactly are they doing? Are they raping them or?
Because I was asking this bitch. I wasn't trying to stand out there to ask them why they got cut. The fuck? I came and brought my ass in the house. All I got to do is just see you get cut. And that's enough for my ass. Say, okay, thank you. See you later. I'm all right. Mm-mm. Won't be cutting Lala no time soon in her face. Shit.
You think it's on the news yet?
Thirsty. He ready to go on the news so he can be doing the show. Get out of here.
Fucking right.
We just had reports that two young black females were slashed in the face by two blood gang members. It's some type of initiation.
Well, see, here's the deal, though. If L.E. knows about it, and S.D. knew about it, and you witnessed it, obviously motherfuckers know about it.
Oh, hell yeah. Tasha, didn't they let you out of school early?
Oh, you heard it 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, like, maybe.
No, they started, like, yesterday doing that shit over here, because they were doing that other time, like, 100.
He heard about it 2 weeks ago.
No, but I heard about it last night because they cut somebody last night uptown on, 145th Street and the polo ground, because that's where it started at over here, and they coming up. So, I don't know. They hit St. Nick already. Them bitches better keep going. They got the fucking cops sitting on the monkey bars and shit in the park watching everything. I said, look at these motherfuckers up there. I'm going to throw some peanuts at them bitches. They were, you know the park right there, the circle where you turn around at? Them motherfuckers were sitting up there like a bunch of pigeons. I said, oh my God. With flashlights and shit. I'm like, damn, are they in costume or is it real? Like, I was kind of scared. I'm like, let me get my ass up out of here.
See, you know what I mean? I played like, you know, two tracks for, because it's actually the Blood's birthday today, so I played the track for him. But had I known that.
Today's the Blood's birthday?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. They picked the evil fucking day for it, evil motherfuckers.
I mean, had I known that, I wouldn't have fucking played the song.
That's the devil's work, because only the devil is evil like that. And today is Halloween, and I'm going to have my saintful ass in this house. Do not catch me in that street. I
You know what? Yo, L.E., it kind of pisses me off now. It really does. I wish I would have known that before I downloaded these fucking songs. I'm over here talking about, hey, yeah, you know, it's Blood's birthday. But they're over here cutting, they're over here cutting black women and my woman and my fucking.
They're being niggers. That's what a nigger does. They're ignorant.
Yeah, exactly. And it's fucking my mother is black. Now what I don't get is.
That's what they did. They cut this old lady up turning the polygraphs. I heard about it last night. It was on Channel 1 News. She was like 70 something years old. She was going in her building. And they were acting like they were like, oh, miss, let me help you with your bags or whatever. It was like around 8 o'clock. It wasn't even that late. And I guess they had got her to her door, and they pushed her in, and they cut in the face, and they ran.
Oh, so that's all. They're not killing niggas. They're just cutting people's faces.
Yeah, they're not. But still, what do you think? That makes it better? Like, I mean, it's better.
No, it doesn't make it better at all, because my grandmother lives in Brooklyn, New York, and lives in Bed-Stuy. And Bed-Stuy is a very heavily blood area, especially her projects. So if any of that shit happens, damn it,
I'm killing
you. Problem.
I'm in New York. You're gonna be pissed.
Yeah, I'll be in New York. I'll take a couple of buck fifties on her face. See my grandmother, and I'm sensitive about my face. That's why I can't be in no gang and be against anybody, any movement or anything, because, you know, I care about my face, and if you buck 50 my face, I'm going to be highly upset. I'm going to have to walk around with that ugly-ass scar for the rest of my life.
Let me tell you something. I got cut, too, and it wasn't even the blood's birthday. Ask Ill-E, am I lying? He saw him. I showed him my cuts. Like, that shit ain't funny. That shit is whack.
She's lying.
But see, what I understand is half of these, like, you would think these blood niggas would be like, no, I'm not going to do that. My mother's black. Why the fuck would I go do that? Like, does that make any
sense?
Listen,
they cutting them or they don't care. Like, yo, these niggas in the building, they just got done beating up this Chinese nigga. I'm like, yo, it's so crazy over here. I'm like, let me get in the house because I was going to go to this Jamaican club on Lenox. Remember I told you about that? And I was going to have my sister and my cousin come down, but I said, no, you wait till, like, tomorrow,
because
it's real sick over here.
Yeah.
And on
Linux,
that's where they be shooting and killing motherfuckers, so I'm
all right. Welcome back, Miss Thing. Miss Thing, this is Lala and L.E.
Miss Thing.
And Miss Thing better look like Miss Thing, too.
Oh, Lord, here she goes.
There we go.
Shit.
There we go.
So she fucking hangs up.
Cause she's pussy. I'm going to cut that bitch in her face. Fuck that. Call her back. Just for hanging up the phone, she gets cut in her face. Fuck that. Call Miss Thing back, because Miss Thing's about to be Miss Knot, because she ain't going to look like shit after I'm done cutting that bitch up. Shit.
And the number
you ready
one
to roll this
shit
another,
one
you
want
to roll another
through.
Blunt? Yeah, I'm ready to smoke another blunt. We about to roll this blunt. This is for all my bitches. Oh, wait, hold on. You want a guest person? Here, say hello. This is on a radio station. Hello? Hello? Oh, shit. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hold on. Don't hang on.
Good shit, Rock.
Hello?
Shut up.
You want to hear some funny shit? This
I'm
nigga lives on 142nd Street, right? He thinks I'm going to walk over there. Like, I wish I could call him on 3-way and get him on this radio station so I can really blast his ass.
Call him.
Nah, he might be blood and try. I just met him today, so he might be blood. I don't want him coming over here trying to cut me or not. I'm pushing
him now. Yeah, that's right. If you just met him today, he might be trying to set you the fuck up. I just need one cut. That's it. I just need one cut so I can get into this blood. I just want to be his one cut.
Hello?
Now, one thing I understand is, how do these niggas know, like, what if I be like, okay, true, I'm going to cut motherfuckers. And then.
No, I just put a guest caller on the phone and you're just rambling on about everything and not listening to your caller. Like, that's so bad, VJ. Hold on.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello.
Sexy.
Hello.
Yeah.
Sexy.
Yeah.
What's up,
How you doing? Where you calling from?
From Harlem.
I'm from Harlem.
From Harlem?
What's your name? What's your name? I'm going to start talking like Mason if you're from Harlem. What's your name?
This is Mason Besta, you know? Harlem is a different thing. I'm out here. I don't know much about Harlem, but it's nice of you to be on the show.
Yeah.
Miss Thing is back in the building. Oh, my Lord. So she fucking hangs up again. Please tell me she didn't hang up. Please tell me.
She can't handle the heat right now. She passed that back.
She hangs up again.
She probably just got cut.
Oh, no, trust me. She didn't. She did not get cut. They don't do that over here.
This is Mason Beffa.
Yeah, so, is she born and raised in Harlem?
She's born and raised in Harlem, partially.
All right, so put it back on the phone.
Oh, okay, hold on. Hello?
All right, three questions to you. Number one, if a white man, first of all, what race are you?
I'm black.
If a white man came up to you and said, "You black nigga, go back to Africa," what would you do?
Yo, I would curse him up for real. He would get cursed out.
You would curse him?
Stop it. Yeah.
She's innocent. She's so sweet. How old are you?
I'm 18.
Oh, yeah, she's innocent.
Number two, how do you feel? First of all, you registered to vote?
Yeah.
So who are you going to vote for?
I'm going to vote for Obama.
And why are you, now, before you answer that question, are you, would you consider yourself racist? Racist?
No, I'm not racist.
You're not racist at all, right?
No.
You're not, there's no racism going on in you at all, right?
No.
That's a good thing. I like to hear that. So, you're voting for Obama. That's a good thing. So, may I ask you a question? Why are you voting for Obama?
Because I be listening to his speeches, you know? It sounds it sounds like he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah. Alright, so it's not the fact that he's black, right?
No.
Not at all?
He's black, and he's black for me.
No.
Hey, at least you admit that you're racist. He said, hey, he's black. That's the reason why I'm voting for him.
He's black. Okay.
Wow.
A lot of people feel as though, you know, black people are racist. All they want to do is vote for him because he's black. Well, hey, put it like this. Like I said, I'm not
white
voting.
White people are racist.
Yeah, well, we're racist, too, because I hate niggas, too. But,
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so hurtful. Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, I like black people. I just hate niggas.
If the shoe fits,
wear it. Are you a nigger?
I'm black.
No, not really.
All right, so you sound nice.
Yes. So answer.
You don't have one.
That's the answer right there. Like the giggle, like trying to. Okay, next question. That's the question.
You only have three questions.
Huh. Yeah, my third question is, how do you feel about the fact that you can't walk out of your own neighborhood because the blood niggas that you may be cool with now want to slice you?
I wouldn't know that because, you know, I don't really talk to nobody, you know, in these projects. So. But I'm not going to apply, though.
Is that
I'm
what
not
it is?
You're trying
too good
to get
for,
cut.
You think you're too good for them?
Yeah. What are you talking about? I just said I don't really know, really talk
you
to
you. You said you
like
don't
that.
Talk to anybody in your project.
Yeah, because people bring drama.
Okay, so how about this? If you do you think that if you was to walk out in all red?
In my ear.
I apologize about that. So, do you think that, is it better? So now I apologize. Hello?
Yeah.
So do you think that if you walk outside right now?
What's your name, Sunshine?
Hold on, man. This ain't the fucking dating line, man. Hold on, nigga.
I'm trying to kick a rap. I never had a. I need you a little 18-year-old chick.
Nah, this nigga sounds like a fucking rapist. Yo. And yo, the fucked up thing about it, yo, E, the fucked up thing about it, I was about to mute you. But if I mute you, I mute everybody. Because you called on three-way.
No, no, go ahead. Oh, you were about to mute me? Oh, I was going through your head, man. Never thought I'd see this day, dog.
Yo, so.
If you went to your head, huh?
Do you think if you was to walk outside right now in all red, they would mess with you because you're a black woman? Or what if you're a blood woman? Does that mean that they still got to cut you?
I don't even know. I don't even want to find out either.
I have a question. What if you're driving a car, right?
Yeah.
And your stoplight flash red. When you stop at a stop sign, you have red stoplights. Do you think they're going to cut you?
No, that's just dumb. Why would they? That's just
stopped,
crazy.
Because you stopped on red. You didn't go through red. Therefore, you stopped. You gave respect to the red.
I don't really think they would actually run up to your car and, you know, pull you out the car and cut you because you press your, you know, red light or you stopped at the red light or something.
Okay, how about this? What if I'm walking through Harlem and I have red sunglasses on? You think they would leave me alone?
So funny. Hold on 1 second.
Mm-hmm. What if I cut myself and I bleed on my pants?
Yo, you guys are funny. No, wait, what's the number to the radio show so she can call in on her phone?
914-338-1782.
Right here, 914. And I got a song that we made for Bernie Mac because he's dead. I'm going to sing it today because today is Halloween. 1914. 338.
Yo, I hate when high people try to get creative, man.
Huh?
I'm fucking rolling up a blunt right now. 194-338. What's the last 4 digits?
1782.
1782?
Yeah.
Here we go.
You know, kind of like 17... You ate two?
No, 9-1. Girl,
you ate two cookies.
Kinda
two
like
boxes of cookies.
Don't
fucking
start.
1782 pounds.
Damn, girl, you
high?
I should have read the number that she had in here. 338-1782.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Red.
How about you turn your phone
on
up so people can hear your
like
question?
That?
Right, hold on. What'd you say?
I said what if the girl has red highlights in her hair? Are the bloods going to cut her too?
Yeah, they're going to cut her if she has red highlights in her hair?
Yeah. Pick it up. I don't hear you on the radio.
You
gotta
mute
you. Oh, yeah, you hear me now.
Okay, I got a question. What if I have a pair of red gauchos on? Will the blood flow for me?
That the girls was wearing, like, they kind of, like, capris, but they ran fucking set out, but they're short.
Ew.
You know, what if I had a pair of red gauchos?
What if I have red gauchos with red ball shorts on?
Ew. Why would you want to have that on, though?
And red lipstick. Red lipstick.
Ew.
You need to get cut if you're wearing that shit.
That's just crazy.
And you need to get caught on a normal day. Fuck Halloween wearing that shit.
Right. Is there a certain age limit to get cut?
Hell no. A 13-year-old fucking boy got cut and a 90-year-old bitch got cut, so I don't think they care.
Was he a transsexual? Because it's only for women, right?
Are you a transsexual?
Huh?
Ooh.
I said, was he a transsexual? Because they're only supposed to cut women.
And did she ask for you a transsexual?
Oh, no.
You said, no, you said, no.
Okay, you know what? I got a better question. Math is not even a question, it's more of a demand. How about you take your big ass in another room so we don't air your fucking loud ass mouth on her phone and E's phone? Or your big ass can hang up and call. Well, that doesn't make no sense. Just go in the other fucking room.
House phone.
No, wait, you don't really want a living room, but you just gotta fill in all the cards.
You sound like a robot.
You sound like a fucking tranny. Yo, you know what I did? I like sounding like a tranny on the chat line. I'm like, yo, you know I'm a fucking tranny. I'm fierce, baby, fierce.
Oh,
you fucking gay ass man.
I love the chat. Oh, I mean.
Yo,
I mean, Lala loves the chat line.
Oh, shit. You blew her shit up?
Oh, you want to tell niggas my chat line name? Fuck out of here. Wow. That's just.
So, yeah, what's this, what is this tomb I'm talking about? I'm still looking for pictures of it.
Oh, my God. Please don't get me mad right now. Please.
Oh,
my God.
So you got mad the other day and you hung up on E?
Yeah, I fucking did because I don't think.
Well, what's the name of the jail?
It's called Lollipop Liquors. For all the trannies. Ow!
Oh, Lord.
Wow. Move, Rocky, you fucking bitch.
Hey, yo, what's it? Oh, Lord, you know, this is ignorance.
What's your cousin sister's name, Lala?
Oh, you talking about my man sister?
Yeah.
You already know what she looks like, so stop acting stupid.
I said, what's her name? Because I want to tell her to go in the other room.
This is wrong. I shouldn't even repeat this, but fuck it. I hope you guys have a sense of humor. But what's the difference between a pizza and a Jew?
That's
so wrong.
It has something to do with the oven. It has something to do with the oven, right?
Wait.
Uh-huh.
Leo, whoever you are, can you unmute her phone, her mic, please? Because I don't hear her phone.
It is unmuted.
Okay, hold on.
It is unmuted.
Tiffany, what? Oh, I can't hear you.
What's the difference between...
I'm not even
what's
trying
the
to talk to you. What are you talking about? I am. Can't
oh,
sound
boy.
It.
What are you talking about?
I'm jealous.
What's the difference? What's the difference between a pizza and a Jew?
I don't know. What is it?
A pizza doesn't scream when you put it in the oven.
A pizza.
Oh, that's fucked up.
That's actually.
That's fucked.
Dude, that is fucked up. I don't even like that. I'm not even gonna lie. How can you say something like that? Like you fucking scream.
It's the N word. Are you fucking Jewish?
Oh, gotta go. Gotta take that 15-minute call from the tomb. Go ahead, Tia.
Yeah, there is five niggers in a Cadillac. They drive off the Grand Canyon. What is sad about this story?
That,
I don't know.
Hold on, that the Cadillac, there's something about the Cadillac, right?
Yeah.
What is it?
A Cadillac seats six niggers.
That's not funny.
That shit was hilarious.
That's funny. You need to get some better jokes. What are you talking about? That was just funny.
What about this? This might make Lala hang up. Alright, there is 1,000 niggers and one white guy. What is the white guy called?
Master.
No.
What?
The warden.
Oh, that was just dumb. Why do you have so many nigger jokes?
I mean, it's the N word. It's the N word show. It's a racist day. We're gonna have some white ones soon. There is a nigger and a Mexican in a car. In a car. Who is driving?
I don't know.
The nigger, because the Mexican can't drive. He can only swim.
Nah, neither. The cop is.
Okay, that was kind of funny, though.
Wow.
There was three Mexicans walking down the street when three old white guys approached them. The first white man said, "What's up, wetbacks?" The first Mexican said, "I am not wet. I am just greasy from stealing car parts." The second old man said, "What the hell that smell? Smells like beanery." The second Mexican replies, "It don't smell like beanery. We just got back from Taco Bell." The third Mexican says, "Yay, yay, amigo. We just got back from Taco Bell." The third white guy says, "I was talking to the bean, not the whole damn burrito."
I was talking to the bean, not the what?
Not the whole damn burrito.
No,
he was talking to one Mexican guy, not the whole.
That was
huh?
You know you're laughing at your own jokes.
Word. And I feel so alone.
That one was kind of cool. It took too long to develop, too.
Yeah.
I know. I'm just having
a
long conversation.
A black guy and a the funniest one is the black guy and the Mexican.
Maybe this is long. I don't know if it's going to be funny, so. There are four people from different countries on the Empire State Building. One is Japanese, one is French, one is Mexican, and one is American. They all want to throw something off the building that they have a lot of in their country. The Japanese guy goes first. He throws off sushi. There is a lot of sushi in my country. Next is the French guy. He throws off a condom. There is too much love in my country. Next is the Mexican. He throws off a taco. There's too much taco in my country. Next goes the American. He looks around him and picks the Mexican up. And throws him off the building. And says, there are too much Mexicans in my country. Yo, that shit is fucking...
Yeah, that was funny. I'm sorry. That was funny.
Oh.
Wow, that was crazy.
That's funny.
That
shit's funny. Nigger and a car tire. What's the difference between a nigger and a car tire?
A what?
What's the difference between a nigger and a car tire?
That's a good one. I don't know.
What's the difference?
That shit is fucking corny. I'm not even going to say that.
What is it?
Left it. It was stupid. It was real fucking stupid. Little Black and Jumps. Who is Little Black and Jumps?
A thief. A black thief.
Nah.
What?
A flea.
That was just not...
Oh boy.
That was like, you should not be able to say that one either.
That was
oh, shit. This shit is so, yo, this fucking site is racist as shit. Convertible cars. How come niggers don't drive convertible cars?
Why?
Because their lips or something.
because their lips would wave on the wind and stick on their faces.
That's not funny.
What the fuck is she doing?
Who?
Fucking Zahora.
What?
Yeah, your homegirl's Zahora.
Ooh.
called you a horror. Ooh.
What the fuck? You're not fucking horror.
She's saying banging on me
like.
Get your big
first
ass on.
Don't fucking start.
You know, skip
with me.
Skip first, second, and third of all. Get straight to fucking fourth of all.
Number one. All right? Don't start your shit because I'm
yo, do that song. Do that song.
What song? Bernie Mac song?
Nah, the one song with,
Cassie?
Huh?
Cassie?
Yeah.
I got my own back. Oh, you know what? I know exactly what you're talking about, honey. Give me a second here, Tasha. Smoke that blunt. Yeah.
I got my own bag, my boots, my jeans.
I'm glad you said that, because you know I always got that song on hand, baby.
No, I don't play that shit. I said you sing it.
Oh, shit. I'm going to have to sing it to you after I took the 15-minute collect to get here, Seth. That's what happens when you're in the tombs, all right? That's a little part of it. I'll explain the vibes. Hello?
Hello? Oh, shit. What's black on the outside and green on the inside?
What?
A nigga that just ate some spinach.
What?
Why was white chocolate invented?
Why?
So niggas can get dirty. That's fucked up. Hey, what you doing over there?
What, are you talking to your dog or something?
He's talking to his cat.
Nah, your mother.
Oh. Ooh. That was grimy. Where? You don't talk to my mother like that?
Mama. I mean, everyone does.
Why you gotta be talking about mama for? That's
I wasn't talking about you. I meant Zahora. I thought you was Zahora.
Oh.
My bad.
I said, who you talking about? He said your mother, just so you know that. I told her that.
This is just
mother.
So you know that.
He was talking to her, so I just related the message, you know?
Snitches get stitches.
Yo, what's the result by pairing a nigger with an octopus?
What is it?
I don't know, but he would really collect the cotton much easier with 8 hands.
Oh, that's just
You know, they have a lot. I'm a little ashamed. They have a lot of nigger jokes in here, man.
I know. That's just whatever you read it is mad racist. You should just put it in the shredder. Whatever you're reading.
What's red, black, red, black, red, black, red, and white?
What is it?
A nigger that's masturbating himself.
Ew. Ew. That was just weird and disturbing. Why? Why would you say that?
Pretty funny, isn't it?
It's pretty funny.
No, it wasn't.
How do you save a nigger from drowning?
How?
You take your foot off his head.
Oh!
That's fucked up. They got a lot of nigga jokes.
Do you have another joke?
In South Africa, a nigger was walking with a parrot on his shoulder, and on his way, he meets with a white guy. He is so cute. Does he speak? Asks the white guy. I don't know. I just bought him, says the parrot. Oh, that wasn't funny. Wasn't funny at all. What does it mean when a nigger climbs up into a tree? A nigger less on the earth. But when two niggers climb up into a tree, two niggers less on the earth. But when three niggers climb up in a tree, the branch breaks. Okay, I'm done.
That was stupid.
Yeah. That was real stupid.
It didn't have much point to the joke.
Yeah, it didn't. Where's these white jokes at, man? What's some white jokes? Let me find out what she's doing over there. Eating?
Sure. What are you doing?
Huh?
What's she eating?
No, she's talking.
Either talking
or eating. Oh, she's got to be eating. You trying to call her fat?
I've been said that.
Just large. Big boned.
Just large. Just bigger than a motherfucker.
Dang, that's messed up.
Smoke weed too? Huh?
What's
your name?
Huh?
There we go. You smoke weed too?
Huh?
You smoke weed too?
You smoke reefer.
Who, me? Of
yeah.
course.
Yeah, boy.
Gaito.
Don't you remember what Joe Clark said? It kills your brain cells.
No, it doesn't.
I don't know.
That's not even true.
What's 46 times 8?
Your mama is so fat when she went on a cruise. A walrus jumped aboard and started singing, "We are family." Your mama is so fat, when I swerved in my car to get around her, I ran out of petrol.
You ran out of what?
Petrol. Petrol. In other words, he ran out of gas and he tried to swerve around her.
Oh.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Wow, that was crazy.
Mama joke.
Huh? Weird.
Your mama saw Harry last night. I confused her with a bush and pissed on her.
Oh, that's funny. Why are you laughing?
Nah, it's red zone.
Listen, I'm out of here, dude. I'm tired. I gotta just take a shower. Listen.
Yeah, get your dusty ass in shower, nigga.
Are you coming over?
I'm coming over.
Huh?
Are you coming over?
Coming over where?
To where I'm at.
And where are you at?
I'm in the city.
He's at where you ain't.
Then where you at?
Come on, I'm saying, you coming over or what? You coming through?
Where are you? You just said and answer my question.
Answer my question.
I'm not supposed to be coming. Where am I supposed to be coming?
Huh?
What? Where am I supposed to be coming?
To the island, Staten Island.
Why am I going all the way to Staten Island?
Go to Jersey. What about Jersey?
I'm not going to no damn Jersey.
on Jersey?
Why?
Because I'm in New York. Why would I don't want to go all the way to Jersey.
Right, I'll come pick you up. I'll come pick you up.
Really? So you're going to drive all the way from Jersey?
Yeah.
He's a third bucket like that.
Really? So you're gonna drive all the way from Jersey to New York, all the way to Manhattan to come pick me up, to take me right back to Jersey?
Yeah, what's wrong with that? You down?
That's
Let's
crazy.
Go. Are you down? If I come, will you come with me?
No, I'm good.
Ah, boo, you're whack.
No.
Hey, I just want to say that I support single moms. All right, continue. I also want to support slavery, because slavery gets shit done. Continue, everybody.
Wow.
I'm gonna come up with a T-shirt that it's gonna be a rainbow T-shirt, but instead of it being a rainbow, it's gonna be the gray background, and the rainbow is gonna be black, gray, and light gray, and underneath the rainbow is gonna say straight. You know, because we're straight, we're not gay. I know violence.
In gray. Those colors are depressing.
Yeah, well, it's better than a fucking red, blue, and yellow fucking gay flag.
I know, but can it just be like one single color, like instead of black and gray and all that?
Are you high right now?
No.
Of course.
It's like, can it be like just blue, something?
Do you always talk like this? Yeah. What do you call kids whose parents are white and Mexican?
I don't know what.
Crackers and beans.
Wow.
Oh.
That was stupid.
Why aren't there any Spicks on Star Trek?
What's a Spick?
What? Yeah, Spick.
What is a Spick?
A Spick is a racial. Oh yeah, a Spick is a racial slur towards Spanish people.
Oh.
Why aren't there any Spicks on Star Trek?
Why?
Because they won't work in the future either. What do you call a gang of Spicks running down a hill?
What?
Jailbreak. Why do blacks put their garbage in clear bags?
Why?
So Puerto Ricans can window shop. Why do black people put their trash in clear plastic bags?
Wow.
That's not the whole joke. He said, so Puerto Ricans go all
window shop. Something about
see-through.
I love these jokes because I usually
good at answering them. This was funny. Oh, no, I told my mom about it. What's the answer? What's the answer? So Puerto Ricans can window shop. No, check this one out. Why do Spicks drive lowriders?
Why?
Hey, it's N word. It's the N word there on the radio. So we talk about niggas, Spicks, crackers, honkies, everything. Why do Spicks drive lowriders?
Why?
So they can drive while they pick strawberries.
So they can drive while they pick strawberries. Wow.
Hey, Ma, why do Spicks drive lowriders? So they can drive while they pick strawberries.
Pick strawberries at the same time.
what do you call a Mexican getting baptized?
What?
A bean dip.
Wow. That's crazy.
Oh man. Whenever what?
Ooh, somebody get a screen bet.
Uh huh. What do you call a spick with a rubber toe?
What a what?
Spick and fan.
What do you call a spick with a rubber toe? Roberto.
What?
Roberto.
Roberto what?
I said, what do you call a spick with rubber toe? Roberto.
Oh.
How do you kill a Mexican? You throw a quarter off the cliff.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, this is funny. This is funnier than the nigga jokes. Oh, yo, E.
Yeah.
Yo, E.
Yeah.
What do you get when you breed a black and a Mexican?
A thief.
No, a thief who's too lazy to steal. Why don't Mexicans have barbecues? Why don't Mexicans have barbecues? The beans keep falling through the grill.
What? That was not
the
even funny. That was, okay, I heard it already. You don't have to, don't repeat it, please.
How do you find the richest spick in town? Nah, you drop a penny, and whoever catches it is the richest spick.
Wow. That was just dead.
Why were there only 40,000 Mexicans at the Alamo?
Why?
Because they only have two cars. It's not that you can fit 20,000 Mexicans in one car.
How they all fit in there?
Maybe all leaned over. Maybe a clown car. How do you start a Mexican parade?
How?
You roll a quarter down the street.
Wow.
Oh, shit. How do you hide money from a Mexican?
How?
You hide it under a bar of soap. Oh, man.
I was like, oh, my God. That was dirty.
No, Mexicans are dirty.
They stink. They smell like mad musk. I'm like, ew. Get out of here.
Why is a stick like a pizza?
Why?
They're both small, greasy, and speak no English.
Dang.
All right, four more, and then I'll get out of here. What is a Mexican without a lawnmower?
What?
Unemployed.
Dang.
I said, what is a Mexican without a lawnmower? Unemployed. Yeah, they're going for the body in this one. This is real racism right here. Why do... Oh, they had a bunch of nigger jokes. A bunch. What is a Mexican without a lawnmower? Oh, no. Nah. What do Mexicans like tiny steering wheels? Oh, why do Mexicans like tiny steering wheels?
Why?
It makes it easier to drive while handcuffed. What do you call a Mexican hitchhiker?
What?
El Paso.
Boo.
What do you call four Mexicans who can't swim?
What?
Dead.
Cuatro cinco. Cuatro cinco. Quiet. Cuatro cinco.
Okay, stop saying it, please.
Shut your trap. and that's pretty much. Man, they got gooks. They got gook jokes, fags, spicks, niggers. I mean, but I think this actually, you know what? I've been reading this. This is actually a KKK site.
Wow.
As a Klansman on the thing.
Wow. Of course. Why would it?
Of course. They don't have anything for.
Yeah, man.
They don't have any.
All right.
Huh?
I said, I'm out of here. Screw you. I got to make my booty. Yo, you coming over or what, girl?
No.
Come on, stop.
Are you crazy?
I'll get you
get
right
out
now.
Of here. What?
Huh?
What?
I'm coming to get you. I know where you live, so I'm coming to get you right now.
No, you do not.
You live right near the Zippor, right? I mean, damn. I mean,
blew it up.
I mean, you live right near Ripora, right?
Just stop it. I don't even know who you're talking about right now.
I mean,
oh, she bought it.
I know exactly where you at. I'm coming here.
No,
yeah.
You're
not. Yeah. No, hold on. I'm gonna say one joke on the fag side, one joke on the black side, and then that's it. How do you know if you're at a gay picnic? The hot dogs taste like shit.
Oh, I gotta write that one down. That's a good one.
The whole shit will slap me for this. Hey, Ma! Come here. You gonna write it down? All right, pardon my French, but how do you know if you're at a gay picnic? The hot dog tastes like shit. Yo, E. Hey, yo, E. You're like this one since you was in the army. You ready for it?
Yeah.
What do you call a ship full of fags?
What?
The Navy.
The Navy, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's outside. Turn the back light on. Just two from the niggers, and then, you know, you can get her number, and it will be out. What does Pontiac stand for?
What?
Well, nigga thinks it's a Cadillac.
You fucking homos.
It's a trap.
How do you say that? How do you know that you've been at a gay picnic?
picnic.
He says, order hot dogs, taste like shit.
Word.
I wrote down a black and a Mexican in the car. Who's driving?
What? Your phone is mad low. It should sound like you in your brother's basement.
Oh, wait a minute. You sent that as a text message?
No, I said I wrote it down.
Send it as a text message and send it to me.
Right.
Yeah, I'm going to send that shit to everybody.
Bunny dead. Rest in peace to my OGB. Bunny dead. How Bernie Mac song end like that? Bernie dead.
Well, that's messed up.
So, yeah, it was messed up what you said. Just fucking joke about Jews, all right? I didn't like that. I thought that was really fucked up. You should throw
yeah, what does NAACP stand for?
Niggas accepting all coupons.
Nah, it's niggers.
Yo, you guys have me fucking drinking. I'm drinking a Coors Light beer, and I'm smoking a cigarette. I'm on my country shit now, right, E? My niggas coming home on Monday. I'm feeling good. I'm getting my.
Yo, what? Hey, shut up. What does the NAACP stand for? Niggers against all Caucasian people.
Niggers against all Caucasian people.
All right, there's another one. Now apes are called people.
Now what?
Now apes are called people.
No. Oh my God. Yo, he said, no, wait. He said, what does NAACP stand for? You know what that is, right? You heard that before, right? He said, now what? What does it stand for? What does NAACP stand for?
Oh, now apes are called people.
NAACP stands for now apes are called people.
That's funny.
Why are niggas... Why do more niggas get hit by cars in the winter? They're easier to spot.
You got me talking about because you said that's funny. Like, and I know you said that was funny.
She's an idiot. Somebody hang up on her.
No, don't. Read me another one. Yo, I'm fucking hot. This shit got me going. Oh, my God. I can't even breathe. Give me that beer. Oh, my God. I need to wet my throat right now.
That's what she said. I need to wet my throat right now, please.
I said I need to wet my throat, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to come on my throat right now. Ah, yes. Mm-hmm. Give it to me.
Oh, Lord.
Yo, listen, what's up with you? Help me up with that girl.
Who, my cousin?
Yeah, what happened to that?
I told you were going to come down to me, but I told you not because bitches was acting crazy. I mean, nobody's too pretty to be getting cut in the face. Where's Miss Thing at? Where's her shook ass? I'm about to cut that bitch, yo. Give me that fucking razor, yo.
Yo, you know what's funny? Oh, man. It's funny. I want to see you fight this one.
Oh, you would love it. Ask Tim. She see me throwing it down out here. Crazy. Fuck these bitches.
Yo. You just blew her name up again, dog.
Who, Tim? Yeah. I don't care. This shit ain't real. You act like my fucking Hot 97 or something.
What's long and hard on a nigger?
The fucking nose.
Nah. Third grade.
Listen, he said, what's long and hard on a nigger? Third grade.
Oh, wow, yo, they got a lot of NAACPs. They got a, what does NAACP stand for? Niggers are actually colored people. Niggers are always causing problems. They got another one. It's niggers, apes, alligators, coons, and possums.
Oh, they do too, them Africans.
Oh my God, oh my God, I'm so, you guys are making me laugh. Stop it.
What would you call the Flintstones if they were black? Niggers.
Yo, let me tell you what this motherfucker said. Yo, stop it, my motherfucking thing. I'm gonna say it right now. I'm gonna say it. What would you call them? I'm gonna say what's black, nigga.
I'm on a radio show. Oh, man. Yeah, I'm sure they are. Yeah, it's all over the
place. Give me my fucking inhaler. I'm about to have an asthma attack.
Oh, man.
Oh, no. I need to take my breath. Stop it.
There's so many racist people out there, I swear.
Let me turn the fucking air conditioner on. I gotta turn the air conditioner on in the fucking cold. I can't see it.
It's a KKK site, though.
Oh, it is. And then you got his mother looking at the joke now.
What do you call a bunch of niggas skydiving?
Fucking,
air pollution.
Oh,
fucking
oh my God. That was kind of funny, but the other one?
Yo.
Yeah.
Yo.
I'm out of here. I'll talk to you later.
All right, man.
Yeah, go ahead. Get your black ass pussy.
Nah.
Yo, that shit was funny.
Yo, Ibrahim. Ibrahim.
Raheem.
No, listen. I just told my boyfriend's mother the joke. She said, that's not funny.
That's hilarious.
I can't get over that shit.
Why don't niggas celebrate Thanksgiving?
Oh, God, let me prepare myself for this shit. What?
Because KFC is closed on holidays.
why do niggas prepare for Thanksgiving? Because KFC is closed on holidays. Oh my God, my fucking face is red right now. They probably cut this shit.
How do you starve a nigga? Yeah, how do you starve a nigga?
Yo, huh? I got a joke for you.
Well, hold on. How do you starve a nigga?
How do you know?
Yo, let me just get this out. Then how do you starve a nigga?
I don't know how.
Now my mom said kill all the chickens, but that's not the answer.
All the hot dogs taste like shit.
You hide his food stamps under his work boots. You guys are racist, man.
Black
and
Mexican
man
in the car. Who's driving?
How do you starve a nigga? Had the food stamp card under a boot.
The cop.
Under a boot. Oh my God. Yo, you heard what I said? I said my fucking face is so red right now. They probably cut this shit off right now. I went outside.
Yo,
I wouldn't even have no fucking eyes. I swear, I wouldn't be able to see shit.
He told me another one, too. I'm going to tell you the ones I remember.
I had a nigga.
A Jew and a pizza.
Oh, that's not even funny, you fucking crackhead.
That's one of my egos. I had a nigga in my family tree. He's still hanging there.
That's not even right.
That's not funny.
When you put him in the oven. It's fucked up. I'm not laughing at it. I'm laughing at it, but I'm not laughing.
Is that just for?
You sound like a real crackhead. I said I'm laughing at it. No, I'm not laughing at it. I'm laughing at it.
This joke is going towards Lala over there since she's in Harlem.
What?
Why are trees so close in Harlem?
I don't know why.
Public transportation. Oh, my mom is getting offended. I got to stop.
Public transportation.
Yeah, because they eat monkeys and they fucking jump from tree to tree, right?
Word. Oh, you know about all these.
Oh, preach it, sister, preach it. She about to go back to the 40s. Now let me stop.
Word.
All right. That was too much.
Yo, yo.
What happened?
Yo, listen to this one. Listen to this one. What do you call a black guy with a suitcase in a tree?
Hold on. Ma, what do you call a black guy with a suitcase in the tree? What?
A branch manager.
A branch manager. A branch manager. Oh, she's getting serious. She's like, nah, she's bringing the clip from the 60s back.
Black. That's why. She's old black. She actually experienced it. That's why.
Well, E-Sec is an old black. You actually experienced it.
Same thing.
Yeah, if you told your mom that joke, she probably slapped the doodle out of you.
Right. Right. She'll probably, you know, yo, your breast smells like the cup from Two Girls, One Cup. I'm out of here, nigga.
Hold on. Let me spit out some white jokes right quick.
Some what?
Some white jokes.
Go ahead.
Just to make my mother a little bit prouder. Yeah. Yo, why do Jews have such big noses?
This is going to be a good one. Why do Jews have such big noses?
Because all the air is free. Hey, Mom. Why do Jews have such big noses? Yeah.
Why do Jews have such big noses?
What's the object of Jewish football? To get the quarterback.
Ah, nice. Nice.
They're white, aren't they? What about fags? Arabs. Yo, tell 6-1 that fag joke about the hot dog
joke. I told him. That was the first one I told him when I came down there.
Nah, I'm not looking for him now. When is the only time you can spit in a Persian woman's face?
When?
When her mustache is on fire. When is the only time you can spit in a Persian woman's face? When her mustache is on fire.
In a Persian woman's face.
Yeah.
When her mustache is on fire. Do you actually have that game in San Andreas?
Why is the Afghan Air Force so easy to train? You only have to teach them how to take off.
Why?
That was more of a... Yeah, the nigger jokes are funnier.
Can't play that while you're playing the game.
Yo, did she hang up?
Probably.
Oh, let me spit out like 3 white jokes and then you can be out, dog.
Alright. Just a staggering. There's no set. There's no.
All right, here we go. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh, man. That's new right there.
All right, all right, here we go. Oh, you know what? So they don't, you know what? They don't even think they have. They think they have
wow,
white jokes.
Exactly like that fucking guy. That's crazy.
What happened? What are you playing, San Andreas?
No, NBA Live 09.
Uh-huh. Yo, someone complained. It said, even though I am far from a racist, I enjoy a lot of these jokes, but put some damn white jokes on here. If anyone deserves to be racist against it. Yeah, they already have a lot of white jokes.
Of course not, because they're perfect.
Huh? Yeah. What do you get when you cross a white supremacist with a donkey? Someone who thinks the sun shines their own ass. Yeah, the white jokes ain't really that funny. You're right.
Wow.
Dirk. All right, Monday we're gonna be doing the show. Regular time 7 PM to 9 PM MySpace.com/angry_bastard_radio And make sure you tune in. AOE.
Yeah.
You're gonna be here Monday for Battle of the Sexes, Battle of the Genders.
Yeah, of course.
All right, well, we're going to be doing that, and Miss Thing and Lynn and Lala will all be in the building. We can get it popping, so make sure y'all stay tuned.
That?
Huh?
All right. Well, listen, I'm out of here, man. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Hold on, someone wants to talk to you. Hold on.
See, the only thing that they have for white is